Good afternoon, world, cyber world, podcast world, hip hop world, entire world, what it is. You're live on WBLU 77.7 FM on your online dial, The Cypher. I'm your man, DJ OG Bobby Johnson. It's about 5 minutes after the noontime hour on this Tuesday afternoon. It is Tip Top Tuesdays. You know what it is. The top of the tip, tippity, top off, tip off, tit out Tuesdays. Off the top. Tip Top Tuesdays in the afternoon here on the East Coast, First Coast, Duval, Actionville, the Bangham, FLA, the gun-shaped state. And it's real talk, cutting edge, you know how it is, you know how we do. Talking about some of the topics of the day, topics of your life, topics of the month, topics of the year, topics of the decade, topics of the century. We're talking about things here, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. We have a little conversation, me and you, a little convo here about some things that we see. It is just our voice, just our opinion. Got to put that disclaimer out. Your voice counts, your opinion matters, your opinion counts, and your voice matters, as always, here on WBLU 77.7 FM on your online dial. So, I've been thinking about some things. I heard some talk from one of my good buddies on social media. Shouts out to Triclops Eye, my man Ian. And he was doing photos and shots in the city, moving around, showing how there's so many things that used to be on fire here, like venues, basically, entertainment. And now there's nothing. A lot of those buildings sit in shambles, sit in unoccupancy, rat hotels, roach motels, whatever you want to call them. Just sit, waiting to either be voted on to be demolished, or if they're a part of some type of historical society, they can be demolished. Just sit, nothing being done with them. Nothing being done venue-wise or entertainment-wise in the city. And that's kind of what we want to talk about today. What happens when you have a large-sized city and there is no outlet of entertainment for the people over the age of 18 or over the age of 21. There's no entertainment venue. All the venues have been closed. All the venues have dried up or disappeared. The owners have closed the doors and what have you. The city has closed the doors for whatever reason. Violence at the venue, activity non-becoming of in the venue, factions within the city that control portions of the city, stating that they don't want the venue there because of whatever it is or whatever it does or whatever it produces, per se, quote unquote, air quotes going, you know how we do. I can speak for this city. I can speak for a little bit on a couple of others, but mostly for the Ville of Killer Jacks. So I've been here for quite a while. And I can run down the names of venues that have come and gone. There are no real majors here anymore. There's one major, Mavericks, which was Club Paris back in the day, which was some other, prior to it being Club Paris, like a country western type of bar in the Jacksonville Landing, which they just demolished or are demolishing the landing. Or portions thereof. When you don't have an outlet of that nature for people to go to. Crime and violence increases in the city, period. Not to mention the other things that happen to the city's revenue streams, businesses flourishing, property values rising and falling. Not to even talk about those things, because those things as well happen when there's nothing additional to do in the city. Now, one of my partners told me there was a study done that said that in the top 10 growing cities in America, that Jacksonville was up there like in the top 5. Meaning, he said that the statistics state that there are 11,000 people moving here per month. I mean, it's a huge city. It's number 2 land-wise in the world, number 1 on the continent. It's the biggest city land-wise on the continent, and number 2 land-wise in the world. So there's a lot of development that could be done here. A lot of people don't want to see that because there are a lot of wetlands and natural places that we, or you know, the people would like to preserve. The inhabitants of the city that have been here for a while would like to preserve. They don't want everything built up. They want it to be a big city, but with a country feel. All the years I've been here, it still had moved to a midnight city yet. You could, after 10 p.m., you couldn't go and find yourself a good pizzeria or a restaurant, something like that, to go sit down in and eat, because it all closed. After 12 p.m., after midnight, not 12 p.m., but after 12 midnight, forget it. It's a wrap. It's Crystal's, Taco Bell, Waffle House, or IHOP. They got rid of Huddle House. It was a Huddle House here. Not no more. So it's a wrap after midnight. And after like 2 in the morning, straight forget it. Don't come out of the club thinking that you're going anywhere other than Crystal's, Taco Bell, Waffle House, or IHOP, period. And being that there aren't any real venues that are kicking, there are over 1 million people here. The small venues that do have a little bit of juice get overcrowded, overflooded, overpacked. The income stream for them is way out of the norm because there's nothing else to do. In a dry gulch, you go to wherever the water is. So if that's the only watering hole, everybody in the dry gulch is going to that watering hole. There's nothing else to do. There's some little cliche about idle hands. Something about your hands not supposed to be left idle. You need to be doing something, or you, or idle mind, some like that. I don't know the cliche, but I know it's a cliche to say that idle hands do bad things or what have you. Well, idle mind is one of the two. Shouts out to New England Coffee Company again. French Manella, Monster Mash. Yeah, but so what I see has happened over the years that I've been here, at the time that there were venues and at the time that there were things to do, the city had a bit of a harmony. This was crushed a long time ago, though. It was crushed a long time ago. We had a major event here way back 14 years ago, 2005. We had the Super Bowl here, and everybody had huge hopes prior to it coming that this would be an infusion to make the city proverbially pop, per se, quote unquote, air quotes, won't. It didn't.
And they tell me that there's a documentary about how the Super Bowl has come to towns and crushed those towns. And when it leaves, the town just, everything dries up. That's exactly what happened here. First off, to put it in my Jersey terms, foist off. Since I've been here, there's been something called a Better Jacksonville plan. Yeah, Better Jacksonville plan. To widen highways and make roadways better and make things more accessible. It's been going for eons. Yeah. It's been going for eons. I don't even think it's finished. I think it was supposed to be finished summer of last year. I don't even think it's done yet. Yeah. It's been going and going and going and going. And I'm like, yo, when are we going to reach the Better Jacksonville, B? Okay, you threw up a whole lot of stuff. Riverside area has changed drastically. Good deal. You ran a lot of residents out to do it, but hey, good deal. However you did that is good. It looks nice. It's very appealing and appeasing to you, to the residents thereof. It's appealing and appeasing to anybody that comes in and looks at the city. So ultimately, it came out to be a good thing. But the time parameter that it took to get it done, and that is still being worked on, and that is still kinks and hitches and things that aren't finalized. And okay, you did a whole lot of things for housing, and you did some things for jobs and places to eat, which is the norm. But what else is there? There's no jazz bar that sprang out of that. There's no eclectic, artsy, spoken word bar. You know, there's no ritzy upscale anything for adults to do after dark. There's nothing there. It's the same people. Okay, we got the rooftop jump. There's one spot in Five Points that since it opened, the line is just now, a few years later, dying down because there was nothing else to do. The line used to be wrapped around the door all the time because there's nothing else to do. But once you've been there, and you've been there a couple of times, then, and especially because of the fact that when you get these venues, and that's the root of it, you get the venues and they do the exact same thing. That's the root. I didn't want to go straight to the root, but since I started it, let's go right there. The venues have owners. The owners usually hire a manager. It's usually one of their partners that they know, one of their homies. I've experienced it too many times not to know. One of their friends, good friends, they want the management. You know, to manage it. They think this person has the ability. The person gets into a management position and hires staff. Amongst that staff, mostly what that person is hiring is barbacks and cashiers and security and things of that nature. What they fail to know or fail to realize is that you need to either hire a promoter or have a relationship with a group of promoters or more than one promoter within said city. It's the only way that the club will survive. The only way that the venue will continue to flourish, because in most instances, other than my boy Triclops Eye, shouts out to Ian again, in most instances, that club owner slash manager slash barback, what have you, has not ever in their life been in the promoting of a venue arena. They hadn't done it. They don't have any OJT on marketing and promotion of a venue. They don't have any inkling other than them going to concerts and being a patron of a show. They don't have any inkling on the workings of what it takes to make a spot pop and continue it week after week, month after month, year after year. It takes a relationship. First off with promoters, second off with DJs, third off with artists, especially the local artists, because those people become your entertainment or your opening acts for when you bring in national and international artists. And those people should also be a part of the payroll, especially if they have the ability to draw a crowd. But when you don't have that in your city, when you don't do that in your city, when everything in your city is ran basically on a handshake, which has happened in this city, club managers, club owners, club alleged promoters, they're shy of contractual work. They don't want to do contractual work. They want to do work on a handshake so that things work out in their favor, then the terms can change at the end of the night. Or if they work out in your favor, then the terms will definitely change at the end of the night. For sure, for sure. If they work out in your favor and not really in their favor like they thought it would, the terms will definitely change at the end of the night. So, what happens? What's the remedy? What happens is there are a few owners out there still that definitely are respectable owners. Jason, my man Tim, I'm not sure. Dryclop definitely. I'm not sure who does the things that the old Ocean Club and the Atlantic and Magellan, if that's still even a thing. I know the Ocean Club is not the Ocean Club like it used to be. I know my man Bob Green is out of there on all of them except for probably Square One, which I'm not sure if he still does that or is involved with that at all. But then what happens is these venues need to do like they did back in the day when Jacksonville was actually surmounting pre-Super Bowl, pre-2005, which is seems like it's an old time or a long time ago, but the model for what works is still the same. Every venue was eating down here at a specific time from about 99 to 06. Every venue was eating. Every venue had a night that popped off, no matter where it was, no matter what the venue was, no matter what type of music played, there were patrons in your venue that night. The first thing is that we need more, we need another major. All the majors are gone. All the majors are gone. We need another major. We need a major venue, and we need somebody with the inherent talent or knowledge thereof to run said venue in a manner to where it attracts the entire city. Not just one side, not just one type of people, where it attracts everybody in a manner that the Voodoo Lounge used to do. We need a venue with that same type of love. We need a venue with that same type of cohesion within the city. And we need more than one, really. And I'm sure that's happening in a lot of other cities in the same manner. So you got no venues, you got nothing to do at night. So what you hear about at night is people fighting and shooting. What you hear about is killings. And what you hear about is robberies and people walking around pulling on car handle doors and shit at night. Because there's nothing else for them to do. A lot of the times it's kids with the crime But a lot of the times, those are not truly kids. When you're 23 and 24 and 27, you're not a kid. You're a grown man. You're a grown man, 18 years old in actuality in this country. You can vote and you can go fight and die for your country. You're a grown man. You're a grown woman. So those people need things to do, to occupy, to blow off steam from the pressures of the day. I mean, it boils down to a whole lot more than just that. They're gonna need to have money to be able to go to those, so I could speak to jobs and all of that good stuff too. But this is strictly about what happens when entertainment, adult night entertainment, leaves a city. When it's no longer a factor in a city, especially a city on the coast where the beach is, especially a city in a state like Florida where people come to vacation, especially the very first city when you hit the state of Florida and needs to have something to attract people to it in order for revenue to be infused into the city. When there's no revenue infusion, there can be no job creation. Without job creation, crime rises. Everything else decreases. Property value, city cohesion, love for thy neighbor. Everything decreases when crime increases. Trust of thy neighbor, trust of thy elected officials. You know, everything goes down the tubes. But it can be attributed partially to lack of an outlet. When there's nothing to do, when there's nothing for people to tangibly blow off some steam or go out and have a good time or take their off days on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever day that they're off on, if they're off on Monday or Tuesday like myself, take their off day on and go out that night and have a good time if that's what they so choose to do. When there's nothing there like that, the frustration from the daily rigmarole, from the daily grind, the frustration sit. Everybody doesn't meditate. Everybody doesn't stretch. Everybody doesn't do yoga. Everybody doesn't do Zoom. And everybody doesn't eat out at all these weird restaurants. Just that's all they want to do. You know, hey, if I'm going out to eat, I should have somewhere to go dance off the calories. I'll go somewhere and sit down and watch some sports TVs somewhere and have a beer. It should be available like that, readily and accessible. And with a city of this size, it should be readily available and accessible all across the city, different places like it used to be. My take on it. Again, my our opinion, our voice. Your voice counts, your opinion matters. I've seen it happen. I watched it. I've been a part of it, and that's the reason why I speak on it. I've seen it in its heyday, per se. I've seen it in its good time when it seemed like the city was doing a whole lot better. You know, I've seen it to where there's something that if you wanted to do something on a Wednesday night, there was something to go and do. And there were a lot of people there doing it. It wasn't just, you know, one person. It was popular to go to certain places on a Wednesday night and a Thursday night and a Friday night and a Saturday night and a Sunday night and a Tuesday night and even a Monday night. Every single solitary day of the week in this city, at one point in time, there was something to do. And I can name off the venues when there were. There's always been a Martini Mondays. Hip Hop Hell was on Tuesdays. There was a Nautica Club Christopher's. Let me forget the Everlasting, Jim's Place, and a few other places on Wednesdays that you could go to. Back in the day, Family Affair on Wednesday. Let me throw all the way back. Thursday nights, Leopard Lounge. It was a Thursday night in San Marco the place where Martini Mondays is. I forget the name of that place. Where Martini Mondays is and the square, excuse me, Palm on the Square on Thursdays. Thursday, there was something going on, Spoken Word at Atticus or whatever the name of that club was. Thursday night, there was something going on at, my man's got a club off St. John's down 17, Eclipse. Friday, you run the gamut, whatever you want. 618, Cartouche, Voodoo Lounge. Well, 618 and Cartouche, same. The Voodoo Lounge, Club 5 when it was popping. Lomax Lounge when it was popping. The Imperial Fuel Cafe when it was popping. Freebirds. The Ocean Club. Magellan. The Atlantic. Those are all at the beach. There was something to do every single day. Saturday you had running the gamut. Sunday you had running the gamut. The beach all day. Anywhere you could go and catch Chad Jasmine or King Pele Pele, King Eddie and Pele Pele doing live reggae in the afternoon all the way to the evening. Then the clubs would open. Sunday in town, you had the Voodoo Lounge, Soulhead Sundays, one of the most popular nights with Patrick Evan and Aerial Tribe. You had Endo Exo with that. You had the Fat Cat. Back when it was in its heyday, there was always something to do here on every single solitary night. And at the time, you didn't hear about as much crime and killing and robbing. You heard about it. I mean, we've always had it. But it wasn't of the magnitude that was the only focus, you know. Without entertainment in a city dies. The city becomes a dry gulch. And in a dry gulch, wherever the water is, that's where the people are going to go. Leave it at that. Yo, so you know what I'm saying. Just want y'all to know this is serious right here. I really believe that some things could change, and it's not major shifts. It's just a swing back in the time of now. It's just a jump back during the time of now to get us back to where we were. And then maybe the Super Bowl could come here again and we'll truly be ready. We'll have enough hotel space to where people don't have to stay in Kissimmee. We'll have enough highway space to where it isn't traffic jammed up, and people will understand the highways. Unfortunately, right now, we that live here still trying to figure this mess out. We that live here still trying to figure it out. But yeah, maybe by then, you know, things will be running like whatever picture that they have, and maybe we can have something to really happen here. I'm hoping. I've been here. I ain't going nowhere. So I'm going to keep moving in that direction until maybe one day, if nobody else does it, I'll do it. We'll leave it at that. Yo, this is WBLU 77.7 FM on your online dial, The Cypher. I'm your man, DJ OG Bobby Johnson. It is Tip Top Tuesdays, real talk, cutting edge. What happens when entertainment leaves a city? Real hip hop is back. Real hip hop is back. Real hip hop is back, baby.